This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden says another $800 million in military aid will flow to Ukraine as it faces an increasingly strong fight against Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The package will include heavy artillery and ammunition, plus more drones.
We're sending it directly to the front lines of freedom.
With a major ground battle shaping up in eastern Ukraine, where Russia's been deploying its own artillery. The president says Ukraine will need more help, and Congress will have to provide more money, saying the dollar total it's already authorized could soon run out. He did not provide a figure, saying he'll first consult with military officials here. Sagar.
More Ukrainian refugees will be allowed to come to the United States under a new plan announced by the Biden administration Thursday. So far, many Ukrainians fleeing the war with Russia and trying to come to the U.S. have tried via the border with Mexico. But the new plan will make that route more difficult while streamlining applications. Some 3,300 Ukrainians have sought refuge via the southern border in March. This, according to the Reuters news agency, the U.S. is expecting up to about 100,000 refugees. That figure again, 100,000 refugees. To qualify under the new Uniting for Ukraine program, which starts next week, applicants must have been in Ukraine as of February 11th, have a family sponsor, be vaccinated, and pass a background check. If allowed to enter, refugees will be allowed to stay for up to 2 years. They will not be on a path towards citizenship, however. Some 5 million Ukrainians have fled since the war started. This is VOA News. A bomb explosion ripped through a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in northern Afghanistan Thursday, killing at least 17 worshippers and wounding 52 others. The deadly bombing in Mazar-e-Sharif, the capital of the northern Balkh province, occurred during midday prayers, according to Taliban authorities. Islamic State's terror group's Afghanistan affiliate, known as the Islamic State Khorasan province, claimed responsibility for the attack. This according to Site Intelligence Group, which tracks terrorist propaganda. Authorities in the nearby Kunduz also reported a bomb explosion in the provincial capital, but did not share immediate details. Local media reports quoted Taliban officials as saying a vehicle transporting airport workshop employees was the target of the bombing, killing 4 of them and wounding 18 others. Separately, a roadside bomb attack Thursday wounded 2 children in a Shiite neighborhood in western Kabul. This, according to city police, and an overnight bomb blast in eastern Nangarhar province killed at least 4 Taliban security personnel. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombings in Kunduz, western Kabul, or Nangarhar province. U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar traveled to the Pakistan-administered part of Kashmir on Thursday and promised to push Washington to pay more attention to the disputed region. Her visit drew swift criticism from India. She said she doesn't believe Kashmir is being talked about to the extent that it needs to be in Congress. Omar made the comment after visiting the military line of control, or the de facto border separating Pakistan and Indian-ruled parts of the divided territory. India denies long-running allegations of rights abuses in its portion of the divided territory. It tightly controls access to Kashmir for foreign observers, including those from the United Nations. India controls 2/3 of the Muslim-majority Himalayan region. Pakistan controls the rest. Both countries claim Kashmir in its entirety. India ended the decades-old semi-automatic autonomous status of its part of Kashmir in 2019 and divided it into 2 territories to be directly controlled by the federal government. And British lawmakers have ordered a parliamentary investigation into Prime Minister Boris Johnson for allegedly lying about whether he broke coronavirus restrictions by attending illegal gatherings during the pandemic. Recapping our top story this hour, U.S. President Joe Biden says another $800 million in military aid will be sent to Ukraine as it faces its fight against Russia. Via remote, I'm Marissa Meldon, VOA News.